Welcome to another Sar Shalom Ministries presentation.
Let's go to Romans chapter 11. Mm-hmm. You're talking about in the garden.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. After, and the people came. That's the great falling away. That's a foreshadow of that. All right. But then what happens after they, the Bible says they all fled. All right. They even denied him. Same thing. Right. And then the falling away. And then what happens? There's a gathering together back again. And what did he say? He used Peter. He says, Peter, this is going to happen. There's going to be a great falling away. You're going to deny me. But guess what? I have what? Interceded for you. And guess what? After you get your mind right, you repent, you return, just like we talked about in Revelation, how he says he gives them time to repent. All right. He says, after you get your mind right, come back to me and then go ahead and strengthen the brother. So again, that's the same picture of that same falling away. And that's what we do. We try to tell people about what the truth about Yeshua's word is not done away with. What was nailed to the cross is sin, death. Sin and death was nailed to the cross. All right. Not God's law, meaning, okay, it's done away with. You can do whatever you want to. That's wrong. That's not the truth. We cannot contradict Christ's own words. When he says, don't think I've come to do away with the law, we can't say he came to do away with it. We can't do that. That's contradicting him. That's the spirit of error. Continuing on here, Romans 11, 25 through 26, please.
For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own...
This is very important. Please listen closely.
That blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
So did you guys hear that?
Yes.
Blindness in part has happened to whom? Until what? What? Come in. And then it says something that everybody missed. After the Gentiles come in to Israel, then what does the Bible say? Because Israel couldn't all be saved as the Gentiles are still not in Israel. We're thinking, oh, these Gentiles, you know, God's going to talk to the Gentile, and then all these non-believers, Israel is going to be saved. No! Israel is scattered all over the world. You used to be called Gentiles. Paul said it. You were in times past, Gentiles. God said, listen, I'm going to scatter you into all the world. You're going to lose your identity. You're going to think you're Gentiles. But one day, 3 days, right? What did he say? I'm going to raise you up again. After you're scattered, lost your identity, not one stone upon another, guess what he's going to do? I will raise her up again, right? Talking about Israel. Folks, I'm jumping ahead. That's why Peter was like on the day of Pentecost, you know, when the Spirit is given, the promise, right? Peter says, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? Remember that? He said that. And Yeshua says, no, it's not for you to know that for the time and season. This thing is so huge, guys. This is incredible. But that's what's happening. He's going to gather us from the four corners of the world where he scattered us. Then shall Israel be saved. All right. Who is Israel? It's the children of promise. It's not about your flesh. I don't care if your father was born Israel, Hebrew, whatever. I don't care if your father could be Abraham. In fact, he gave us that example. He let Abraham give birth to a son called who? There you go. Now, is Ishmael Israel? No. You see that? He's actually a part of the enemies of Israel. But he came from Abraham. You see that? You see that? Right. So it's not about, you know, oh, because you're Abraham. No. Nope. You're going to see it for yourself. Some folks might be offended. That's all right, because you've been taught so much error. It's all right. It's okay. All I tell you, study for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Read the scriptures. Now, if you're battling with the scriptures, then, you know, versus tradition, what you've been told, then that's on you, because I must sound the shofar. I must call out Israel so that they can return. All right. Now, again, you can be hearing the words, but maybe you're not Israel. It's not up to me. It's not up to you. You know, it's amazing because some people, what do? They get a hold of this Torah, then they go and they change their name. People start saying, oh, I'm of the tribe of Judah. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin. I'm of the tribe. Who? What? How do you know what tribe you're from? That's not going to, folks, that's not going to happen. See, this thing is so much about Israel, and you have to be a part of Israel. You can't be a Gentile and make it in. You can't go worship the master and not be a part of Israel. Want me to show you how I know this? From the scripture. You know, did you ever read in Revelation where it has 12 gates? You ever read that about the 12 gates? Which gate said Gentile? Every one of those gates had one of the 12 tribes. Master knows which one is who is which. Like he said, my sheep, I know them. And then they're going to come in. Oh, you know, you're with this. You're over here. You're not going to go. I got my name changed to Judah, so I get to go. Wrong. And then I've heard people say, well, we're going to go through the Judah gate because Jesus was Judah. So we're the tribe of Judah because Jesus was Judah. Wrong. Wrong again. Now, if that's the case, you're saying there's other ways to get in. You see that? Now, if we could go through the Judah gate because of Jesus, how are these other people coming into those other 11 gates? Jesus says, nope, that's a deceiver and a devil, because he says, you know, that a wolf, you know, because he says there is no other way. I'm the door. I'm the gate. Period. No man can come in except through me. So he says, you know, you're going to any other means. He says, you come in and try to get in any other way. You're of the other person. So that's error. Another deception. You see how easy it is to deceive? Read, study the scriptures. Be a Berean. Study those scriptures, man. I want to go back to this. Romans 11, 25 and 26. I want to stay there for just a second. I want to make sure we understand that. He says, blindness in part has come to Israel. We were blind because we didn't know we were Israel. Right. You see it? So how blind are you? And he even told us, he says, who's blind but my servant? You know, isn't it awesome that Messiah had to open up the blind people's eyes? That's us. We're blind. And now, by his hand, we're able to see who we are. And we have identity. All right. This is our book. Now, that's replacement. You're doing replacement. No, actually, on the contrary, you know, it's not in the least bit. This is what Yeshua said. This is the word of God. This is who Israel is. Israel is not about a color. Israel is not about a blood, except his blood. It's not about anything else. How much money you pay, circumcision, none of that. That's not who Israel is. Israel is what we're getting ready to read in a few moments. Hold on, and you're going to find out for yourself. All right. So again, we read in Romans 11 that Israel must come from the nations. Israel was of the nations, word for Gentile. Israel wasn't, and they must come in. And once Israel comes in, what's going to happen? Then all of Israel is saved. How? Because we came in. All right. Because if you're not in, you can't be. Once the nations get gathered and return, then we are all saved. It's not that he's going to suddenly, okay, now he's going to turn and go. No, you are Israel. You're the Israel that he was talking about. All right. I want to keep going. Read some of these other gospels. When he talks about you, he says to the brethren, to this, to the Hebrews scattered in this place and that place. He's talking to you. He's talking to you because you're in all the nations. All right. Continuing on here.
We hope you've enjoyed the service. Feel free to help yourself to other teachings on our website. Shalom.